Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning from James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. Here it is. Hallelujah, the morning message. Now, those of you who have followed me for a while on Audioboo, who I am your secret guilty pleasure, if that's the right word for a digital evangelist, you know my background. I was a criminal. I was an addict. A liar, a thief, a cheat. I used to think I was moral because I never committed sexual crimes or beat old ladies up or, you know, dealt drugs, you know, and I only stole from businesses, etc. You know, I thought I was moral. You know my background. But however, when I was in prison, I saw a little Christian magazine and they were doing a questionnaire. So I borrowed that idea, and in the prison magazine, I asked long-term prisoners three questions. The heading was, "Well, you're only promised today. Today is a gift." That's why we call it the present. If you had to live your life over again, if you had that choice, what would you do differently? And aside from a few crazy answers like not get caught or steal the crown jewels or kill so-and-so or do this, that and the other, some of them quite offensive, three answers seem to pop up all the time. The first one was, I would spend more quality time with my family and friends. That was number one. The second was, I would take bigger risks at the important times of my life and not be so fearful in big decisions. That was number two. And number three was, I would do things that would live on after I die so I could be remembered. Now, in today's hectic and distracted society, our focus is constantly shunted from one fad or fashion, from televisual ideas or novel book nothings, to the acquisition of the material, chasing, like trying to catch the wind or sand in the hands or a dog chasing its tail. Petty things are criminal. They steal our valuable God-given living time, and we often become living for all the wrong reasons. Now, knowing what to overlook is a real mark of wisdom. Yes, a real act of wisdom. Consider this example. A medal-winning athlete was asked the secret of her success. She said this, "My success, my secret, is deliberate planned neglect. Until I have finished my punishing training regimen, I purposely neglect all else." Focused, huh? Today, if we say yes to each and every request, we'll never succeed like her. Are you a yes man and woman today? Are you people pleasing? On the news, not so long ago, was a distressing sight of some dolphins dying trapped in a shallow water bay. Did you see that? Why? They asked questions the scientists and finally figured out that the dolphins have been chasing tiny little sardines up into the bay. Yes, the big ones chase the little things to their doom. Are you chasing sardines today? By pursuing small things, these hyper-intelligent dolphins wasted their potential to insignificant, terrible results. St. Paul puts things into perspective in Acts 20. "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of the Lord." Yes, he was focused. His drive and purpose to evangelize has had an effect of inestimable value. Will you be like the Apostle Paul today? Consider this little example I got from, I think, a Reader's Digest magazine. An ocean liner was sinking, and a rich man had been given a place in the life raft. He asked if he could return to the capsizing cruiser. Angrily, the lifeboat captain said, "We'll give you 2 minutes." So, stepping over money and jewellery, he grabbed three apples and made it back to the lifeboat in time. Yes, he was wise to prioritise. Will you pick apples today? Yes, you focus on the gospel today. Focus on the proper things in life. Prioritise. Coordinate your efforts. Be focused. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't be a yes man. Don't chase the sardines. Pick the apples. Remember, we are only promised today. And today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. This is James Glory. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah.